This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. 5 people have died in a 6.9 magnitude earthquake that struck the Indonesian island of Lombok Sunday, just hours after a 6.3 magnitude quake shook the island. Paul Caruso is a geophysicist at the U.S. Geological Survey.
In that area, there have been 6 other events of magnitude 6.5 or larger in the last 100 years.
6.9 magnitude quake that struck Lombok on August 5th killed 436 people, wounded more than 350,000 fled their homes. Dozens of elderly South Koreans are meeting with family members today in North Korea nearly 7 decades after they were separated following the Korean War in the early 1950s. 3-day reunion taking place at Mount Kumgang in North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying Washington's ready to support and facilitate direct negotiations between the Afghan government and the Taliban. This announcement came as Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced details of a new ceasefire. No immediate reaction from the Taliban. In his first televised speech since being sworn in as Pakistan's new prime minister, Imran Khan said the country is in the worst economic condition ever, and he pleaded that he said he would fix it. Rand Corporation's Jonah Blank.
The biggest immediate problem is the fiscal problem, and Pakistan will almost certainly have to go to the IMF for a loan.
In that speech, Khan pointed to the growing divide between the rich and poor in his country, said he would adopt austerity measures to relieve the strain on the economy and tackle the country's foreign debt, and urged Pakistanis abroad to deposit their savings back home in Pakistan to help with the foreign exchange reserves. This is VOA News. More than 2 million Muslims have begun the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. AP Zaria Shakely reporting.
The 5-day Hajj pilgrimage represents one of the world's biggest gatherings every year and is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. The Hajj offers pilgrims an opportunity to feel closer to God amid the Muslim world's many challenges, including the threat of violence and extremists in the Mideast and the plight of Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya minority. Muslims believe the Hajj retraces the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad, as well as those of Prophets Ibrahim and Ismail and Abraham and Ishmael in the Bible. I'm Zaria Shakili.
President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton meeting with Israeli officials in Jerusalem. They're discussing Iran. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says they look forward to discussing ways to roll back what Mr. Netanyahu describes as Iran's aggression in the region. Appearing on the ABC News program this week, Bolton spoke about Iran's involvement in Syria.
Certainly the objective of the United States, of Israel, President Putin said it was Russia's objective, is to get Iranian forces, Iranian militias, Iranian surrogates out of the offensive operations they're in both Syria and Iraq, and frankly to end Iran's support for Hezbollah.
Bolton also said the Trump administration's decision to withdraw from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal had put a crimp in the Iranian economy, affecting offensive operations by the Quds Force of the Revolutionary Guard in the region, including Yemen. Venezuelans in limbo near Ecuador's border defying a clampdown on migrants crossing on foot to escape an economy in a free fall and food shortages back home. More than 1 million Venezuelan migrants have entered Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Brazil in recent years. Venezuelan Garbio Malavota and his family are headed to Peru to make a new start.
I'm here with my wife hoping for some kind of humanitarian measure from the Ecuadorian government that allows us to enter with our Andina migration card so we can continue our journey to Peru, because we really want to contribute. We have to work because of our kids. If we don't, our kids will die. Our kids will literally starve to death.
In Brazil, the government plans to send troops to a border town after residents there attack Venezuelan migrants at town on the border major crossing with Venezuela. China's premier, Li Keqiang, said Monday his government is willing to promote bilateral ties and economic cooperation with Malaysia. Malaysian Prime Minister has been in China discussing trade and investments. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, mama.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And from our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from this great continent will be knocking on your doors again today. So relax and let me take you on this great trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, Sierra Leone Succulent will be my guest. And we're going to be talking about his first song to where he is today. So you are going to enjoy some wonderful songs from this great man, Succulent from Sierra Leone. So stay tuned and don't go away. But let's start off right now with a special tribute song to the late Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. May her soul rest in peace.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
in peace, Aretha. Your voice will always be with us.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
And now let's get into the show. Ndombolo with Sinazo Yolwa from Cape Verde is coming up. And right after that, Mansa by Bisa Kede of Ghana and Boom Boom by Yemi Halade of Nigeria. But in Ndombolo right now, Sinazo Yolwa of Cape Verde.
Tambira African beat. Bang, bang, bang. Kong, kong. Yeah. Live and direct with David Vandy on VOA. So, Clem, say that.
Highly spiritual.
Go down when the music come up, and the DJ keeps on.
Boom Boom by Yemi Alade of Nigeria, and before that, Mansa by Bisa Kere of Ghana, and Dumbolo by Sinazo Yulwa of Cape Verde. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Don't forget, my guest today is going to be Succulent from Sierra Leone, so stay tuned and enjoy some good quality music.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back. Sokoto is our next track by Magasco from Cameroon. Right after that, Bounce by Kubazi of Liberia. Yes, this is brand new by this young Loma boy from Liberia, and that is Kubazi. But Sokoto by Magasco is right now on the African beat.
Make it bounce, That kind of beat put no gee, make a bounce, make a bounce, make a bounce. That kind of ever put no gee, make a bounce, make a bounce, make a bounce. That kind of take put no gee, make a bounce, make a bounce, make a bounce. That kind of sasa put no gee, make a bounce. Hey, stop that. The two frisky, stop that. Hey, stop that. And I like it, stop that. Hey, stop that. Summer veggie and when way. Hey, stop that. Summer veggie and when way. Don't go. Oh, one day pass out. Oh, 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 Kala besu eva zahu, daja da izuza. Kala besu ga eli pala beo, daja da izuza. Oh, vaga kwala, make a bounce.
Bounce Kubazi of Liberia, before that Magasco of Cameroon in Sokoto. The African beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, Succulent will be my guest.
Remember this, it's African beat. Bang, 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 kong, kong. Yeah, live and direct with David Vandy on VOA. Succulent say that.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And, you know, early on, I told you that I have a guest that is Succulent from Sierra Leone. And he is a man of many caps. I'm telling you, he's a singer. He's a writer. He's an actor. He's a comedian. And what else? He's a dancer.
Yeah.
But today he's here on the African Beat at the Voice of America. And I just want to say welcome to the African Beat, Succulent.
It's a honor. It's a privilege.
Yeah, yeah, man. Succulent, Succulent, Succulent. Everybody's calling you Succulent. What is your real name, man?
Bokari Aruna is my real name.
Bokari Aruna. Yeah. I'm sure if I'm giving a quiz out there, so many people are going to miss that.
Yes.
Yeah, Bokari Aruna. Since I know you, I've known you as Succulent.
Yep.
Yeah, Bokari Aruna. Thank you very much, Succulent, and it's a pleasure having you right here on the show. And so let's start off with your first song. We're going to start off with your first song. That was way, way back.
That Tumbadi.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to play this one, and when we come back, you're going to perform it right here.
Yep.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about it. I want to know where you got that song from, because that was a massive hit in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
So let's take this song right now. That Tumbadi with Succulent, live in Studio 4. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. You took me way, way, way back. All the way back. You know, tell me, how did this song come about, that Tumbadi? And it became an instant hit.
Yep. And I was working as a day worker at Mastership Anastasis. Yeah, I was doing painting and designing.
Designing?
Yeah.
You do painting and designing
too?
Yeah. You're a jack of all trades.
I'm a barber as well. Yeah.
You're a barber?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
good. So I think I'm going to get a nice haircut today.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. At a point in time, we're having a lunch, and I just saw one lady just walk by with this African structure.
My goodness.
You know, since at that point, I started to like having an inspiration looking at that structure, that figure eight structure, that Coca-Cola shape.
And,
you know, I tried to put my lyrics together. I started in a comedy style.
Gee.
Yeah. Well, correct woman, it is not an abomination. Wait, it's safety ways for me. You know, all that I've worked for.
You can just pour it.
Yeah, pour it in one of you. So it's like, I mean, I was like, oh, wow. She is really from Africa and from Sierra Leone.
And I'm
talking about the Sierra Leone women. You know, they have, more especially the Mende women.
The Mende women.
Yeah.
Succulent. You know, you did that song with one of the youngest producers at that time.
Yeah.
Sir Issa. And you know, by then he just started and everybody, you know, that was the song that actually blew him out.
Right across.
And Sir Issa, who is Sir Issa? How did you catch up with Sir Issa for that song?
Well, Sir Issa is a producer and a multi-talented person, and he saw me. You know, one way we are like soulmates, you know. At the first time, I was doing a freestyle in the street, and he saw me and said, wow, you're really a talent. Can I work with you? So, I mean, by that time, it was very, very hard to produce an album because we were just using old-fashioned Tascam machine and a keyboard, one keyboard, and just one old-type fashion of, computer. So
computer,
it was very, very difficult at that time. So, but we tried our best, and we delivered this song.
And you delivered that song.
Yeah.
And you know, I could remember I was the first person to play that song on radio when you released it, when it was released to the public. And you did not sell that song. You did not make any money out of it.
Correct.
What were you thinking? The song became a massive hit.
At that time, when you said you are a musician in Sierra Leone, people look at you as a dropout.
As a dropout. Yeah.
Someone who is from...
Not just a musician, as an artist.
Slumdom, slumdom area. Somebody is outcast. Somebody who is not mentally balanced or, you know, mentally equipped or whatever. So they look at you, you know, as if you are not serious. We did that song way back 2000, and we called so many people who can help. We knocked so many doors so that people can help, so
produce
that we can produce a song, you know. And we played the song in front of them. They listened to the song and they said, this song is good. Why? It's correct. But none of them can put money into it. So it was very, very hard for us at that time. So we decided to release the song and take our chances and see how people
And I can tell you, most of those people made money out of that song.
Yeah, correct.
They refused to help to produce but they made a lot of money out of that song.
Of course,
all right. Anyway, that is that Tumbadi. It is... That was its time.
Yeah, it was like a sacrifice in the industry, yeah.
Yes, and you know, people still love the song today.
Up to now.
People love the song.
It's a lifetime music.
It's a lifetime music because every day you see women of that nature passing by and you think, okay, it's not an abomination.
Perfectly correct.
Okay, before we go on to our next track, Lover Boy, Lover Girl, that we're going to play, I want you to tell the people exactly who are you.
No, basically, I'm a Sierra Leonean. The name Succulent came from one of my friends in school days, in the primary school secondary school. You know, he normally called me Succulent. I said, what do you mean of Succulent? So go and check.
Go and check.
You know, so when I come across the word Succulent, something juicy, then I ask him, I say, I mean, this is something juicy, something that is sweet or whatever. I say, yes. You see, you have slippy-coated vibes, so you know how to talk. And if you can use it in your musical thing, oh, man, you say you will took the world by storm.
And so that is how Succulent came about.
Yeah.
And then you went into the music.
Yeah.
But, you know, after that Tumba Day, you started singing, you know, you were doing more of ragamuffin kind of music.
Yeah, reggae dancehall
songs. Reggae dancehall songs. Yeah. And at some point, you sounded so much like Shaggy.
Yeah, that's the other thing. When I released this song, Lover Boy, Lover Girl.
Lover Boy, Lover Girl. Yeah. That's the next song we're going
to
play.
Yeah, and people were saying, this is Shaggy. You know, I went to one place to perform this song, and people boo at me. Even in Liberia, people boo at me.
They say you took Shaggy's song.
Yeah, it's not my song.
They say it's not your song.
Yeah, so I was having one of the instrumental, so I decided to go live and play live. So people get the conviction, and that's me.
And so that's what we're going to do now. I hope Shaggy will watch this.
Hopefully so.
but let's hear you. Let's see you now on the song. And
yeah.
Let's get a taste
I
of
really
it. Maybe the people
out there
that are watching or listening right now will be able to say, okay, maybe these guys are saying the truth. Or let them be the judge of this.
Yeah.
So let's get the song now. Love a Boy, Love a Girl. And this is the original from our guest today, Succulent from Sierra Leone. Check this one out.
Hello, who's on the line?
Love a Girl. Aren't you going to a party tonight?
Sure. You know me, Love a Boy. I'll be there. Trust me.
Love a Boy.
Yes, Love a Girl.
There's a party going on.
Yes, what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight. Love a boy.
Yes, love a girl.
There's a party going on in a beautiful place.
Yes, what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight.
Girl, you know me once, you're up, you're good to go. Make all of them up like a thin one or the broke. This not to talk, girl, I love you to the bone. Anything you tell me, make I do already. Take me to the party, make me rock down steady. What a wonderful time, me and you to combine. The way how you can smile, even when they say you're kind. So what a happy party going on for you and I, girl.
Love a boy.
Yes, love a girl.
There's a party going on in a beautiful place.
Yes, what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight. Love a boy.
Yes, love a girl.
There's a party going on.
So what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight.
You're working, you're talking, and the way you're smiling. Girl, your body pretty like a chicken. Hold me, darling, like you never done before. Oh my commanding wife, you are the one in my life. Oh my commanding wife, oh no, you are the one in my life, I know. Girl, your body wicked and bad. Succulent, love a girl like that. Girl, you want the wicked and bad. Succulent, love a girl like that.
Love a boy.
Yes, love a girl.
There's a party going on in a beautiful place.
Yes, what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight. Love a boy.
Yes, love a girl.
There's a party going on in a beautiful place.
So what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight.
Girl, you know me once, you're up, you're good to go. Make one of them up like a tin one or the broke. This not to joke, girl, I love you to the bone. Anything you tell me, make I do already. Take me to the party, make me rock down steady. What a wonderful time, me and you to combine. The way how you can smile, even now when they see you kind. So what a happy party going on for you and I, girl. I'll stop you talking, the way you're smiling. Girl, your body pretty like a chicken. Hold me. Darling, like you never done before. Oh, my commanding wife, you are the one in my life. Oh, my commanding wife, oh, now, you are the one in my life, I know. Girl, you are the wicked and bad. Succulent, love a girl like that. Girl, you are the wicked and bad. Succulent, love a girl like that.
Love a boy, love a girl. Did you actually listen to yourself when you were doing the song?
Of course.
When you listened to yourself, who were you hearing?
You know, when I wrote the song initially, I was like, can I do it? Can I do this type of music? I was like thinking in between. So, but when I recorded this song and it's come out, people are saying, oh, this is Shaggy, this is not you, Shaggy, all over the place. I was like, wow.
So were you copying Shaggy or did you know about him?
He's one of my greatest reggae dancehall artists.
Now I get it.
You know, I'll be very, very happy, you know,
to meet him.
Yeah, to do some collaboration if...
Wow. You know. And this is, you know, for you to take after a man, you love this guy so much, you admire him so much,
yep.
And you try to sing like him.
Yeah.
But there is still succulent. There is that other side of succulent that is not Shaggy.
Multi-talented.
That is what we had in, like, that Tumba Day.
Yeah.
And we'll be hearing that in One Rainbow Ball.
Yeah.
You know, and God Not the Bang Fool. So you have different personalities.
Yeah.
Man.
You know, in my own country, we have so many multi-talented people. You know, before you become a musician, you need to know so many things. You need to, like, professional in your act. So before you
Because originally, before we started doing original songs, we were doing more of copyrights.
Yeah.
Even our local bands were doing... Yeah. That's the same thing the Ghanaian legend was telling me yesterday, Kojo Enchui, that, you know, when they started with their band, they were singing Bob Marley, you know, all these...
Yeah.
Popular guys, you know, singing their songs before they went to their original.
Yeah.
So that's the trend that you actually took.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And you're listening to me and my guest today, Succulent from Sierra Leone. And we're talking about some of his songs that he's done. But the master song is coming. The hit song is coming. Don't go away. Just stay where you are.
African Beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Now, listen, the other song, One Green Bobo.
Yeah.
One Green Bobo, just you.
Yeah.
Just man.
Yeah. Area, you know, Tasso, Sangulumba, Magbangba, Fage, Makasi, Benkia, Polot, some of these places, I know those areas. So those are the places where this bubu music was originated.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the north.
So, you know, most times in the evening hours, you can see they have this dance that they call Matele dance, you know. So I decided to work with them, to listen that type of music, because I'm interested in that music. I want to learn a lot. So I began to learn how to blow the bubu of itself.
The cane.
I learn how to do it and how to change my tongue, because I'm a Mende by tribe. So if you want to sing, you need to come to the Timni dialect.
To come to the north.
Yeah.
You have to use it.
Change your
that,
your
that,
yes, yeah.
You know, this is the thing I say about us from Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
We penetrate into every region.
Yeah.
Every dialect. That is why I say there's nothing like tribalistic business in that country.
No way.
It
no
is
way.
Just the mind of the people,
mind
just
of the
mindset.
Yeah.
Because, man, when I do plays from the north, I talk like a Timni man.
Yeah.
You know, I go back to the southeast, I talk like a Mende man. Yeah. I go down to the west, I talk like a Creole man.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. But go ahead with
it. Because it has to do with our culture and our heritage and all that. So, like, having music like that in my album is going to cut across,
yes.
You know, within the tribes and region and all that. So I try to incorporate that type of music into my album.
Well, it is interesting that bubu music, it originated in the north,
or
from the north.
Yeah.
But I tell you, it's a Sierra Leone
music. It's all over now, yeah.
It's everywhere. It's like you listening to the shagure that the Mende used to play. Mm-hmm. You listen to music of Bobby.
Yeah.
You know, Everybody dance to Bobby's music. They don't say it's a Mende music.
Ami Kalon.
Gogbetua, everybody dance to the music. Yeah. Mm. So it is a Sierra Leonean music. Yeah. So the Bubu music is a Sierra Leonean music. But I want to enjoy this one right now. Mm. One Green Bubu.
You see the phonetics?
Okay, let's join Succulent right now in One Green Bubble. I tell you, you will not be sitting down because you're going to be shaking to this one. Let's get it on.
Baby, now me make it design so.
One Green Bubble, now you make it shine so.
Yes, yes, yes. One green bubble. Now you make a design. So
it's Sainsu.
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 It's sign.
Not shine. Sign.
I'm pulling a treat, bring you now. Oh, say, where? Baby. Where, Mine?
Yeah.
I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
That's something what the kids call
the vibes like that, yeah.
All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. The song actually is done in Creole and Timney. So, and that is from Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
Okay. The African Beat on the Voice of America with my guest Succulent today. And we have one more track for you. And I told you that is the master track. That is the track of today. It is the song of today. There's a song that is making all the noise. And that is God, not a bank phone.
Yeah.
God, not a bank phone. That's a Creole language from Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And it means God does not hang up his phone. God does not put down the phone on anybody.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to God, you make the call and you start talking and he will listen to you any time of the day, anywhere, until you are tired. You say, I'm going to hang up. But he does not hang up his phone.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That is so deep.
Yeah.
So tell me about the song.
Yeah.
I know it's an inspirational song.
Yeah.
You got the inspiration from somewhere.
Yeah.
I just want you to spill it out.
There was someone that is huge in my country. It's a big volume, and he promised me several times for an assistance. At that time, I really need an assistance from him, and he knows about it. So, I mean, most times you can just call. Succulent, where are you? I said, I'm at home. Don't worry, I know exactly what you need. I'll call you, and once I call you, it's done. I'm gonna sort you out. So I was just hoping for just that call. So at one time, he decided to call. So I should meet him at the office at 11. Before 8 o'clock, I was there. I was just waiting. Quarter to 11, I decided to call. The line was busy. So I hold on. 11 o'clock, I called. He asked, who is this? For the very first time. I was like, what?
Say, it's Succulent.
That's okay, it's Succulent. He said, I should call you, sir. You sure you're talking to me? I said, yes, sir. Are you sure? I said, yes, sir. It's okay, I'll get back to you. So I was inside the car waiting. 12, I decided to call again because I think around 12 is a long time. So I decided to call. I said, boss, I'm still waiting here. It's Succulent. Finally, it just
bang.
Yeah.
Hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone on me.
Just like that.
Just like that. So what? Since then, I tried to call him several times. No avail. So I decided to go to the studio with this mindset of disappointment and all that. So I read between the lines that there are so many people who are going through these stress times and all these disappointments and all that. So I was thinking about a catchy something that I can use as a slang. Thank God. This title came up. God need a bank phone. I was like shocked. Where is this coming from? I said, thank you, God. I'm going to work on this title. So I went to the studio. I decided to call the biggest producer for now in Sierra Leone, Young Lee. And I spoke with him. I said, Young Lee, I want to do this song, God need a bank phone. So, Succulent in Creole, you don't come back.
You're here again,
man. Come on. I said, what type of music is that? Do you have God's phone number? I said, it is a slang. God know the bank phone. If you can understand, you can twist your words to something. Like, for example, in the Bible, Papa God said, our Father in heaven commanded us to call him at any time, any moment of the day. You know, he will never leave you nor forsake you. All of the nights, we never slept. We just dancing to that particular song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I just want to thank you for today. So we're going to hit on the song right now. It's going to be our final song. But I know you're here and you have a big program coming up.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
October 20, Comfort Inn Hotel, you know, Springfield, Virginia.
In Virginia.
Yeah, of course. It's going to be one of the biggest events ever, you know, in the history of my life, because it is my first show in the US.
And so if people want to see more of you on October 20th, let them go to Springfield Comfort Inn Hotel.
Yeah.
And there Succulent will be ready for a full package.
It's about comedy, it's about music, live music, and it's about entertainment. And of course, our host, the grandpapa will be there.
Yes, yes. I'm going to be there and I'll be hosting that. Okay. So, well, I want to thank you so very much. And one more final thing. What have you got for your fans out there?
Oh, surprises.
They'll be waiting for you.
Surprises.
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 Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes we don't talk too much, but action speaks for itself.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you here today. And I hope that whenever you release something else, bam, it's going to be here.
And fans out there, you know, this is African Beat on VOA. And I'm live. Sugarmatic Succulent.
Let's go. So right now, we're going to climax. I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. On behalf of my engineer, Gary, my technicians out there, Rob, Patrick Deya, I say a big thank you to all of you for being here with me. And till we meet again on another day on the African Beat, I am David Vandy, and I leave you now with this song, God, Not a Bank Phone. God does not hang up his phone, by our guest today, Succulent from Sierra Leone. Peace.
Live up! Don't give up. No matter the hard times, keep on trying. Stop at it, at it. God no de bang foot. Tell them that they get to go try. Say God no de bang foot. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? So God no de bang foot. What would you trust in? Must a man a failure? Put your trust in Judge and the Savior. So if you fall 7 times, you go rise 7 times. Remember the story of Job. Don't you ever give up electing choke. Don't be like you come in for 1 pint coke. Believe in yourself and activate hope. You will ever come and be the head cornerstone. Why you see your fall and fall fruit in this? Cause when I get on, I got the 30 days. Watch there is light, there is hope for all, my brother. God know the bank food. They got no debang food. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? They got no debang food. Make sure they can't, make sure they go. Bam, bam. Never look up to God, oh. He no go ever let you so. Bam, bam. He what not, he what, oh. God not the good for cause, so no friend for call up. Any problem where you get, he ready for solve. But talk to God, not free. God in network, no music. If you believe it, you shall receive it. No condition is permanent. Why you see your full and full food in this? Cause when I get on, I got the 30 days. Watch, there is light, there is hope for all, my brother. God know the bank food. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? God know the bank food.